Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. I'm going to do a few segments today. I was here a couple weeks ago and did a few segments. And I want to thank everyone for listening to my podcast and viewing them. And I have a lot of viewers. It's been probably 3 years I've been doing it. You can get the podcast wherever you have your podcast at. Mine is in Apple, so I do look at that in Apple. I'm going to touch on the first one on Christmas, because I didn't realize this, but we're like 4 months away from Christmas. So I was thinking six, but it's actually four. So it's time to get out there. It's time to get off the couch. It's time to move. And it's time to make a list for your what you're going to do with your family, what you're going to get the family, plus you have little kids. I will tell you, little kids are easier to buy for than bigger kids. I found that out raising kids. The little ones are always happy with anything. And when they get older, it's just harder because, you know, they like to buy their own clothes and stuff. So make that a priority, put it on your list for, you know, things to do, and shop around. I try to do as little bit as going into stores as possible. I usually do everything online. It's just easier. It's less confusing. There's no crowds. It's quieter, and you don't have to deal with all the hustle and bustle. So that's my one segment today. And I encourage you all, wherever you're from, to start looking online. Sometimes online deals are better than store deals. I've done that so many times where I've gone in and said, well, they're doing the online deal. Why can't you give me the online deal here in the store? Sometimes it doesn't work that way. Don't ask me why their rules are different. But check both out at the time you're... you know, check the store deal. Okay, do they have the deal here and online? Check it before you actually do your shopping. So have a good weekend, and thank you very much.